95 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
WMFO, Medford.
Hit me with a flower.
Hit you with a flower.
Every hour.
Every hour.
It's 10:15 in the morning. I'm Mike, all over the mic today, and I, of course, have Bob and Brian here from the Cast Irons. Hello. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hello.
And just because one isn't enough, we have another mic. Mike Stewart's here.
We have to have stereo mics.
Must be.
Dueling mics.
Stereo mics is very, very good. Oh, you're very clever today, man.
I'm semi-awake.
Very, very good. All right, let me run down that last set that we did, and then we're going to talk about Cast Irons and play Cast Irons, and that's a good thing.
It is.
So, started off the last set with, Andrea Gillis outdoing herself.
Yes, right.
What a talent she is. Brand new work coming out, and that single is called Land on Me. It's just fantastic. Congratulations, Andrea. And the 23rd is her record release party at Q Division, coming right up on June 23rd. So you want to go see her live.
She is a voice.
Yeah, I saw her live when Stupidity was last here in the winter, and what a treat.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, Andrea Gillis.
If you don't know Andrea, she was originally in a band called Red Chord, and they got a lot of, you know, leeway and some exposure. And now she's been solo for the last several years.
Yeah.
She is a mother of a couple-year-old child and mm-hmm. got a great husband who is also a musician. And
cool.
Check her out.
Yeah, doing wonderful work.
Disappointed.
Again, Q Division,
great
June
voice.
23rd is the record release. Washington Collins Band. I just sort of heard that playing in my head during Land on Me. I haven't heard that in a while. It's called Don't Misunderstand Me, and that was from a collection, 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Connection Collection, Best of Washington Collins Band. Greg Allman, always good to hear Greg Allman, 2011's Low Country Blues CD, Just Another Rider. Then we had a request for you, for Brian, a Queen song I had never heard from 1976. It was from A Day at the Races. I know that record, but I don't know that one. That's called Long Away. How did you think of that one?
I'm a Brian May fan, so I think it's like not... The whole band is fantastic, but mm-hmm. Brian May doesn't get showcased in his vocals and songwriting. I thought that was a great track.
It was great to hear. Great to hear. And then the other guy here, Bob, the bass player, you wanted to hear, right when we walked in here this morning, and when I asked you to write down some songs, this is when, like, almost the first one you chose. Lou yeah. Reed, 1972's Transformer CD, that was vicious.
A great record.
Love the song,
fantastic
right?
Fantastic record.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunter and Wagner were the backup guitarists on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They toured with him and they played on his record. And little known fact,
yeah,
on the second Aerosmith album, they played on three songs.
Really?
Yes, they played on Train Kept a Rollin', Load of the Thighs, and the third song. The big secret was, I knew it back, I used to go to Wurlitzer back in the day, and I heard it then. And Steve Hunter, a couple years ago, said in an interview that what happened was that their producer, Aerosmith's producer, I can't think of his name, anyways, he did most of their albums. They had a lot of weight back then, and what happened was is that Joe and Brad Whitford weren't having a good day guitar-wise. And when they went home at the end of the day, they called in Wagner, Hunter and Wagner, and they said, okay, listen to what Joe and Brad did and duplicate it. And they played on those three songs. Because Columbia wanted to get, you know, keep the album going, keep pushing, and
sure,
you know, they had a lot of power then. They could bring in, you know, you've heard that some musicians didn't even, you know, play on their albums,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they sang maybe,
right,
yeah.
And so for a long time, you know, Aerosmith has denied it, but it's pretty well known in the music community. If you listen to those songs and then listen to like Lou Reed, you can pick out those styles close to Brad Whitford and Joe Perry, but slightly different.
Very interesting.
There you go.
Their own interpretations of their playing, so to speak.
Yes, it was. They had to interpretate what Whitford and Perry were doing.
Oh, wow. All right. So let's move from that interesting story over to another interesting story about the Cast Irons.
Yes.
You guys, I first met you, I don't know how many months ago, but it wasn't very long ago.
November, I think it was.
Yeah, when you first came in here, you really hadn't played out, but you had a bunch of songs that you gave me on a CD,
yep,
and you guys all were here except for Brian. You had just joined and you couldn't make it, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. But, you know, you just played live here in the studio and just really impressed a lot of people, and since then, so many things have been happening to you guys. You know, you played live.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you
it's a lot of fun.
You were mixed live to broadcast by Sam Copper,
yeah,
of BCN fame. Cool. Yeah. That was incredible. And yeah, you've put out your first full-length effort called The Broken Hearts Club. And it's a collection of everything that we've heard so far.
Yes.
And it's just a great gift for Father's Day. For anybody, but it's a bunch of great tracks, and we're going to play a 5-song set of Cast Irons, and the only one that we know that we're going to play at the moment is Beggars Can't Be Choosers, because I like that song, but we're just going to sort of play you know, a 5-song set of that, and if anybody out there wants to hear something by the Cast Irons, if you want to leave the request in the on the Facebook thread, please do, and we'll try to get to it. We've got 5 songs to do that. So anything you want to tell us about Beggars before we play it?
This is, I think, the first time you played it, hasn't it? Isn't it?
I think I played the live version.
Did you?
From that live broadcast.
From MSR.
Yeah, but this is the recorded one, yeah.
Yeah, so that, and then I think there's another tune that you haven't played floating around, too.
Red, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's start with Beggars Can't Be Prover.
you can talk, Mike.
Yeah,
Beggars Can't Be Choosers at a time.
By the Cast Irons. It's new noise here at WMFO.
When it rains, it pours. I look out the front door, can't see the sunlight, don't know from day or night. It amazes me to see this monstrosity staring right back at me. Oh, just you and me. Oh, but lately I've seen it from the ground up. Through these losers, sing it high, sing it loud. Beggars can't
tonight. See, you learn a broken heart. Waiting for love to stand into the light. Till the candles blow out and the beer sign turns to dawn. Oh, my mind's failed. Oh, my mind's lost. Fix that wine for me, 'cause it's my only friend, my only friend now. My only friend now.
shelter, and he poured in the storm. Looking for a safe haven, sails are battered and torn, and it's and he poured in the storm. In the storm. In the storm. It's been a hero journey. Sees an unforgiving place. I'll be gone without a trace, without a trace. Looking for a friendly harbor, glimmer of land or light. Won't you guide me in, baby? If only for the night, for the night. For the sun to break the day, gather my things and set sailing, and I'll be on my merry way, on my way. And he poured in the storm.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
shut me out and close the door. When I took the dive to the dive, a friend in need you were. Are you ready? Just keep in steady. Your skies are red. They changed. Your skin is shed again. You never listened, and now you're missing a battle once fought, but never.
WMFO, Medford, 10:43 in the morning. Mike here with Mike Stewart.
Mike.
Bob, the bass player from the Cast Irons,
Brian Fernald. Fernald, yeah.
From the Cast Irons, both here. We just had a five-song set of the Cast Irons, and I'm going to have you guys talk a little bit about them. First one I played was Beggars Can't Be Choosers. These are all from your new release called The Broken Hearts Club. What can you tell us about Beggars? Just anything that comes to mind.
It's been around for a little while. Eric wrote it and wrote the lyrics and the melody, and we added our...
One of the last songs that we just recorded in the batch.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, great tune.
And the next one we did was... there's two versions of Endless Dream, mm-hmm. and we did the acoustic version of that. I just love that song.
It's a great tune. Me, Eric, and Neil wrote it one night.
That was on the original EP, too, that I got, so that's been around a while. Yeah.
And then we were recording it, and I said, I'd love to hear this acoustic. Let's try and record an acoustic version, and it all fit. It was just perfect.
Good idea, Bob. Tallulah's Broken Heart. That was the first time you guys played that, I think, was when the whole band was here.
Yeah.
And because I remember, I think it was Eric talking about, you know, he thought about, what should I call this? And Tallulah became it. Mm-hmm. Tallulah's Broken Heart. Mm-hmm. That's a great track as well.
Neil did the lyrics on that. We came up with the riff and the line one afternoon. Actually, I think it was the same day as Endless Dream. We were just kind of messing around with it, and Neil sat down, and I think that was written out inside of 5 minutes.
Oh, I didn't realize that one has been around for a while as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a few of them on the disc that have been a while.
Okay. How about Any Port in the Storm?
That was something Eric came in with the chords, and Neil also did the lyrics to that, too. Yeah.
Really pretty harmonies on there. I think you must have had a great time doing that.
Yeah, I'm not a vocalist.
we know, Bob.
But that's going to end up changing, I think, pretty soon.
Here. Oh, no.
Take some lessons.
The end of the cast irons, everybody.
He's getting that special operation.
I'm sinking that ship, that's for sure.
Nice. Any Port in the Storm, ship, nautical humor.
Yeah. Neil's a great lyric writer, too.
He is.
No, he's got tasty drum licks, but he's very mindful about the lyrics that he writes.
Absolutely. And this is the last one we ended with. Red is the latest one that I know, and I hadn't played it before, so that's a debut here on WMFO and Mike on the Mic. Tell us about Red. I really like that.
I wrote the chords one night, and...
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I did, because I do a lot of writing. I play a lot. And I try and play at least an hour a night. And I showed it to Eric, and said, what do you think? And I want to say inside of 15 or 20 minutes, that was a done deal, too. And then we just worked out the arrangement over time.
That's just a cool song. So on the thread on Facebook, we had some questions. One was, how can we get this CD? Is it available as a digital download?
Through Bandcamp. If you go to Bandcamp and search the Cast Irons, it'll come up. And it's all available for download. You can listen to it and buy it and all that stuff.
So bandcamp.com, search for the Cast Irons.
Yep. Yes.
And the CD, the entire collection, is called the Broken Hearts Club. And I know you guys have a gig or two booked. Where are you going to be?
July 9th?
7th.
Was it 7th?
July 7th, I think. We're going to be at the Midway Cafe for a...
Why don't you do both nights?
Afternoon.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? And right now, I think that's
on
it.
Washington Street in Jamaica Plain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then
August 17th, right?
Yeah, August 17th.
At McGann's.
McGann's has been rescheduled.
Oh.
That was canceled.
Where is that located?
That's on Portland Street.
Across the street from the Garden.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. I think, is that place where Bad Marriage plays?
And I'm playing Bad Marriage next.
Yeah. Oh, what a coincidence. Sweet.
Kismet, I tell you.
I know.
Things are just supposed to be.
All right. So you guys, again, really, thanks for staying here all morning.
Absolutely.
And happy to play that. And congratulations on the release of the Broken Hearts Club. That's really cool.
Thank you. And how can people get in touch with you?
Through Facebook. Right now, we're in the beginning stages of building our website. So we'll get that up and running. And we'll get links sent out through Facebook and on Bandcamp and all that stuff. So
okay, cool.
Right now, Bandcamp and Facebook is it.
Yeah, okay. Keep an eye on the Cast Irons. They're going to be playing out a lot, I guess, in support of this, and new music comes out of you guys all the time.
We have a bunch of songs.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
You still got a bunch of stuff in the hopper, huh?
We do.
Wow, very nice to know.
Almost another album's worth of material.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't mess around.
Hey.
We don't sit down very much.
We don't mess around.
Yeah, we don't.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you very much.
So let's move on to another band that Mike just alluded to, Bad Marriage.
Yes. Very great band.
Bad Marriage. Yeah, we had them in the back of my car.
Ones here.
Yeah, we did. We had them in the back of my car. We went out
to ate tacos with them. Wow.
We did. And
awesome. We'll let you eat tacos with us sometime.
Cool.
Yeah. They're such great guys, which is really important. And, you know, Fitzy and Johnny P and the rest of the guys are really, really grown since we first met them. This new release called Honeybee was just released with a video.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
You know, if you don't know Bad Marriage, they've been doing a lot of opening for some big acts coming through the Boston-Worcester area.
It's so cool.
Yeah, they've been playing the Palladium and other places. And to hear them, you think they were, you know, they've been around since the 70s, 80s. Great, great stuff, great lyrics, great songs.
Great people.
Yeah, very nice people.
They sound great.
From the DJ end, it's always great to have people that are nice and to deal with.
Yeah.
And you remember those and you want to support those. Unfortunately, sometimes we come across the other, but
Let's talk about them. No,
yeah, yeah. Let's talk about in depth.
Yeah,
but we love Cast Irons. We love the Bad Marriage.
All right, so brand new from the Boys in Bad Marriage, along with a brand new video. You can find it all over online. This one's called Honeybee. Brand new noise here at WMFO, Medford.
Some sugar, give me some sugar. chop my loving like a cuss you chop the sun.
Raised and regimented, hardly a hero. Just someone his mother might know. Very clearly a case for cornflakes and classics. Two teas, both with sugar, please. In the back of an alley. While little dirt cowboys turn brown in their saddles, sweet chocolate biscuits and red rosy apples in summer. For it's hey make and hey mom, do the papers say anything good? All the chances in life for little dirt cowboys. Should I make my way out of my home in the woods? Brown dirt cowboy, still green and growing, city slick captain. Fantastic the feedback, the honey the hive could be holding. Children on wheels out the winners, and the 60th summer festival will fly a thin air. The chief is a meal, a hardly a home on the range. Too hot for the band. Yes.